Tokyo Land, superheroes, Green Gables, famous monsters, Laser Moose, Rabbit Boy, Moon Girl, Star Wars, and more on the podcast.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
It's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for checking out the podcast. This week, it's the final week in October. That means that every issue that has not had their Halloween or their monster spectacular, it's coming out this week, and there are some really cool monster books coming out this week. Some for the adults, actually one for the adults, just because of its price point. Everything else is going to be great for kids. Hang tight, gird your loins, because we're going to explain them all to you. This Saturday, the 28th of October, is Halloween Comic Fest. What is that? Well, first off, you need to confirm that your local comic book store is participating. Go to HalloweenComicFest.com. It's also hyperlinked in the website, DaddyMojo.net, from the post that which this is embedded. Go there, Halloween Comic Fest, and you can do a search for your local comic book store to see at what level they're participating. What level being, are they going to have only free comics, or are they going to have free comics and candy? Or are they going to be participating in the Halloween costume contest where you could win $500 in stuff from your local comic book store? I don't know, because I don't know where you live. I'm not that big of a stalker. So just cruise over to Halloween Comic Fest. Worst case scenario, your local comic book store is going to have free candy and some free comic books. And these are comic books that are going to be great for any age, really, because they've got some mini comics that are great for kids. And they've got some big comics that are going to be great, and they're free. They're going to be great for moms and dads or adults. Check it out. It's only this Saturday, so don't make haste or you will miss the free comics. And that would be sad. The music you hear in the background is from Hicham Chahidi. And he's my new favorite guy over at Free Music Archive. This website, Free Music Archive, we talk about it a lot. They have free music that podcasters and YouTubers can use as background music. And we like having this stuff just because we're an ex-radio guy. And we like having just a nice little bed of music sometimes. And this guy is amazing. And Free Music Archive, they're also having a little fundraiser right now. So if you're down with independent music, you want to discover something new or just support some folks who are producing some great stuff, cruise over there and you'll find out all their stuff. Now, on with the comics for the week of October 25th, 2017. First up, this is, if it's not our favorite graphic novel of the year so far, it's in the top five easily, because last year this graphic novel that came out blew us away easily. It was one of the top 10 last year. It's going to be in the top 10 this year. It's ridiculously clever. It's Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy, Disco Fever. Okay, now let's pretend you know nothing about Laser Moose or Rabbit Boy. Just the title alone makes you curious and it makes you smile, makes you happy. Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy, Disco Fever. This is the second book that Doug Savage has put out with Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy. And it's just... Is it cute? Yes. Is it funny? Yes. But if you say it's cute, it makes it sound like it's not funny. But it's so gentle and kind of warming. It's like it captures the soul of what an 8-year-old kid wants to read, because there's nothing bad about it. It's just good, silly fun that all happens out in the woods. Laser Moose is a moose that can shoot lasers with his eyes. And Rabbit Boy is a rabbit who is basically an anthropomorphic rabbit, except it's in the form of a rabbit. Rabbit Boy just has the personality and kind of speech and happening of an 8-year-old kid. In this case, an 8-year-old boy. But Rabbit Boy, Rabbit Girl, boys or girls are going to love this graphic novel like there is no tomorrow. Plus bonus points. It is really affordable. It is only, what is it, $9.99? $9.99, that's what it is. It's just so cute and so clever and will easily be one that you'll reread over and over and over. Our 8-year-old reads last year's Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy at least once or twice a month, if nothing else because I read it. And then he says, well, if Dad's reading it, maybe I'll read it again. It's funny, it's cute. The images and the story, they're going to be such that kids 5 and up will look at it and laugh. They won't be able to read it. 7-year-olds will be able to read it with a little bit of help. 8-year-olds will be able to read it with ease and laugh at it and enjoy it. Pick this up, at least thumb through it at your local bookstore or comic book store, because it is awesome and one of the year's best. Laser Moose and Rabbit Boy Disco Fever. Try to say the title without smiling, and you will fail. Great graphic novel. Now, let's talk books, shall we? Let's talk books that have the Force. Specifically, Star Wars Adventures in Wild Space, The Cold. Now, this is an imprint. Not really an imprint. It's a series of books that Disney Lucasfilm Press puts out for young readers. For, I'll say elementary school readers, even like first to fourth grade. Fourth graders will be able to burn through this really, really quickly. Second graders will be able to read it. First graders, it's going to be a good intro to sight words, as well as kind of a goodnight book kind of thing. But it's Star Wars, and it's an early reader book, and it captures the story of two kids, Milo and Lena Graff, and their parents. They're looking for their parents. And it's wild space, so you've got the kind of the confines of some familiar characters within Star Wars. I see stormtroopers, I see droids, and I see Evil Empire. Who's going to like it? Again, elementary school, anywhere in there. It's going to be a young reader, an assisted reader, or a sight word helper with mom and dad helping to read it. But it's going to be stuff that kids are going to want to read because it's Star Wars. And all kids love Star Wars. I think they come out of the womb knowing that now. Star Wars Adventures in Wild Space, The Cold, it is out. Now, last week, we kind of goofed. Actually, it was about a month ago. A month ago, we goofed because we thought this series was ending. And it's not ending. It's just doing something really stinking creative. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Love this monthly series from Marvel Comics. Issue number 24 is out this week. And what happened in issue 23 was Devil Dinosaur left. So then it's just Moon Girl, and that kind of begs the title of, well, why is the comic book still called Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur? That's kind of what issue 24 is exploring, and I know nothing about this. I'm just glad that the series is not ending, because it really is one of the best all-ages comics that kids can pick up and read. Marvel has it rated T+. Ignore that rating, because it has enough action, and there's nothing really dire or adult about it. You can give it to an 8-year-old, and they'll love it. Our kids have been reading this. Our oldest has been reading this since he's 6. Great stuff from Marvel Comics. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, issue number 24. Issues of its cancellation were a bit premature, and it looks like Moon Girl may get another sidekick in this issue. Anne of Green Gables. Have I ever read this book? No. Do I know anything about this book? No, nothing about it. All I know is that my wife likes it, and her family loves it. Her sister loves it. Her mother loves it. I don't think it's specifically intended for girls, but I've never read it. I know it was also a BBC show, and it is now a graphic novel, so I'm kind of curious. This is the kind of graphic novel that's going to hook in some boys who may otherwise say, what the heck is Anne of Green Gables? Really? I have to read this? Okay, maybe I do. I've heard the book is excellent. Read the graphic novel, watch the BBC series, then read the book proper. Call it a gateway book for the reluctant reader. It's Anne of Green Gables, a graphic novel. Check it out. It's brand new this week. And the illustrations in this are really nice. Best way to describe them is a more realistic Lumberjanes. Lumberjanes, obviously very surreal. But the characters in Anne of Green Gables, this graphic novel, they're realistically drawn, but not hyper-realistic where you're going to mistake them for a painting. It's fun stuff. When we were a kid, we loved, absolutely loved this magazine. It used to come out monthly, or at least every other month. It has since kind of either not come out or not as published as often. It's Famous Monsters of Filmland. And if you're a mom or dad of a certain age, I'll say over 35, you look at the font for this and you recognize the font because it's a classic monster font from a magazine that's legitimately been around for about 35, 40 years. And it's a magazine that kind of looks behind the curtain of monsters, of movie making, more specifically monsters and kind of special effects and how they do the gross stuff. That's what I loved looking at as a kid. How do they make the blood and the ooze and the ick and the goo? Famous Monsters of Filmland. This is issue 289. It's expensive. It's $30. So this is for the fans, but you've got over 250 pages in this, I'll call it a magazine. It's a book, a magazine book. A booga booga booga, a book. It has some recap of the monsters of 2017, but it also has some classic interviews with Clive Barker. Clive Barker, the 30th anniversary of Hellraiser, which, by the way, is on Netflix, and still holds up very well. We watched it the other night. Also features some of the stars from the classic 80s horror or monster movies, Doug Bradley, Pinhead, and you've got some other cats like George Romero. Look back at his career, some Godzilla, some classic Godzilla talk, and lots of Halloween makeup talk. Wow. But again, this is for the fans because it's $30. A book that kids are really going to go mental over. And I'll say kids who are upper elementary school and up. It's from a publisher that has really, they corner the market on young reader superhero stuff. Downtown Bookworks. We've highlighted them before previously because they've done great things with ABCs, featuring a lot of the DC superheroes, a lot of the emotions and the adjectives. They've got a whole library series of board books of like colors, emotions, vehicles. If you're looking for an introductory library for board books for really young kids who may be like 6 months old, that's going to be great. This week has awesome activities for superheroes. This is, again, from Downtown Bookworks. And what it is, you've got problem-solving activities in here. Crafts, mazes, you can solve puzzles, design doodles, you can break some codes. And it's all guided by the superheroes in the DC Universe. So you don't really have to be a fan of the DCU. If you're just looking for a cool activity book for elementary school and up, check out Awesome Activities for Superheroes. Retails for $15. However, if you buy it through the links, it costs $12, and there are over 100 activities in this book. So it's a good bang for the buck. Old school video game parents. Can we talk? Or tangentially, kids who are down with Sega and Sonic and some of the old school properties from when Sega first came on the block. Streets of Rage, Altered Beast, Golden Axe, and of course Sonic the Hedgehog. It's kind of, I guess, it proves how iconic the Sega brand is in the fact that our 8-year-old, we don't have a Sega machine. He's, to my knowledge, never played Sonic or any of the characters, but he's read the comic book from Sonic the Hedgehog and knows some of the other Sega properties. Speaking to you because the Sega official coloring book, it's out this week. Color Sega however you like. Color Sonic however you like. Color the Sega logo, probably blue. And also, please color Sonic the Hedgehog blue. It's out this week. It's a coloring book for the kid and all of us. And it retails for under $15. $12 if you go through the links. So please save money, as we say. It's kind of amazing that there hasn't been a sequel to Big Hero 6, and for good reason. Big Hero 6 is now going to the small screen. Very soon, Disney XD, and this week has a one-shot comic book. If you went to Comic-Con, you probably maybe got a look at this. This is Disney Big Hero 6, Heroes of San Francisco. One-shot. Tough to say. Francisco. Because it's that weird hybrid blend of Tokyo and San Francisco that Big Hero 6 lives in. This looks really fun because the characters in Big Hero 6 I loved. And to be fair, this was one of the most original and best Disney movies that we've seen in recent memory. Really fabulous. Baymax, perfect. The series on Disney XD starts this fall, so very soon you can wet your whistle with this one-shot Disney Big Hero 6, Heroes of San Francisco. It's a tongue twister. It's a one-shot comic book for $5, and you can get it this week before the hubbub with the new show starts. Why isn't there an ongoing Goosebumps comic book. Have you ever wondered that? I mean, it's one of those properties that Scholastic, as a written book, really nails down to the floor. I mean, if you ever go to a Scholastic book fair or check out any of that stuff, you'll see lots of really great Goosebumps books that kids want to read. And I'll say kids, meaning ages 8 and up. It's a series that our 8-year-old recently just started to jump into and love. I guess because he can tolerate the scares and the spooks now. Goosebumps, Monsters at Night, though, rectifies that. It's a new miniseries from IDW Publishing. Issue number 1 starts out this week. And it looks like it's going to be an ongoing miniseries type of thing. Where you'll have this short miniseries of 3 comics, and then possibly something else after that. And if you look in the categorization of this comic book, it says horror. And it's Goosebumps horror. It's scary stuff, but it's age-appropriate scary stuff for elementary school kids. So don't freak out and think it's nothing that your elementary school child will bring nightmares and freak out over. They won't. If you're down with Goosebumps and know the kind of spooks and thrills, you'll love it, and it's a new miniseries from IDW Publishing out this week. Goosebumps. This graphic novel, it speaks to us on a very deep level. It's not going to be for all ages, just because it's there's nothing really kid-like about this. However, if you're a tween or a teen who like to read graphic novels that are about life, and maybe not about superheroes and capes, or just about, you know, you want to read life and observational stuff. See, it's not really for kids, but some kids may like it. It's Super Tokyo Land. It's from Benjamin Reese, and it's about the true story about Benjamin Reese. He's an artist. He went to Tokyo in 2002 to live for a year, and he stayed there for 6 years. As so many folks do, they go there for a year and they just hang out for a number of years. But he's a cartoonist, so what he did was he started to document the life there in Tokyo, and it's fascinating. I say that with some enthusiasm because I lived in Japan for a couple of years, and I know what a rich tapestry it is just visually. It's a beautiful graphic novel, but again, kids won't really like it because, A, it's price point, it's $25. So, you know, kids probably won't chunk out 25 bucks for it. However, if you're an adult or a teen who are looking something for that's really fresh and cultural and interesting, check out Super Tokyo Land, because I think it won't disappoint you. It's from Top Shelf Productions, and it is from Benjamin Reese.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.